President Trump set off a firestorm with these comments to Fox Business last month about holding up funding for the U.S. Postal Service.
They need that money in order to have the post office work so it can take all of these millions and millions of ballots. Now, in the meantime, they aren't getting there. By the way, those are just two items. But if they don't get those two items, that means you can't have universal mail-in voting because they're not equipped to have it.
He walked back those comments a few days later. But concerns about cost-cutting and other changes led Ohio's Republican Attorney General Dave Yost to send a letter to Trump, asking him to avoid taking actions that affect this election.
I'm concerned about this particular election year with the number of people who will want to vote absentee because of the COVID pandemic. It's critical that we have the capacity and the reliability of the Postal Service to process as already legally available absentee ballots.
To be clear, Yost is not accusing Trump of breaking any laws. Yost says he's underscoring the importance of making sure nothing happens that undermines the integrity of mail-in balloting. Michael McDonald is a University of Florida political science professor who works with the United States Election Project. It tracks historical voting patterns. McDonald says Republicans could actually be hurt more by the mail-in changes and confusion. He looked at mail-in ballots that were received too late to be counted in the most recent primaries. In the big three urban counties in Ohio, which are largely Democratic, just under 2% of the ballots arrived too late to be counted. Compare that with the 66 rural Ohio counties, which tend to be heavily Republican, where 4.1% of the ballots were not counted, more than twice as many as in the urban counties. McDonald says rural counties tend to have fewer employees and depend on the larger counties for sorting.
In a rural area, when you put your mail ballot into your mailbox, it doesn't go to your local office and then get sorted there and get sent back out to the local election office. Instead, your mail goes to a central processing facility in a large city, and then it gets routed back out down to your local post office, which then gets sent to your elections office. And so there's an extra trip there.
The best advice from everyone on all sides: if you're going to vote by mail, request your ballot now. Vote it immediately when you receive it and send it back early or deposit it at your local board of elections. You can also vote in person 4 weeks leading up to the election or on election day. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.